الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ما من أحد يتوضأ فيحسن الوضوء ثم يصلي ركعتين يقبل بقلبه ووجهه عليهما إلا وجبت له الجنة، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء الكرام, elders and beloved brothers in Islam, the extent of Allah's mercy, Allah's desire and willingness to forgive is such that words cannot possibly do justice to it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself in the Quran says, كَتَبَ نَفْسُكُمْ عَلَى كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ. This verse literally translated, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made farz, Allah has made compulsory upon himself rahmat and mercy. Obviously, there is no question of anything being compulsory upon Allah. This is just to give us an idea of the extent of Allah's willingness to forgive. Allah has written upon His arsh, إِنَّ رَحْمَتِي سَبَقَتْ غَضَبِي. My rahmat and my mercy is greater than my anger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if the intention was to deal with justice with his slaves, then Quran clearly elucidates what the situation in this world would have been. Where Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَوْ يُؤَاخِذُ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ بِمَا كَسَبُوا مَا تَرَكَ عَلَىٰ ظَهْرِهَا مِنْ دَابَّةِ. That if Allah had to take this humanity to task equitably with justice with regards to its actions, then there would not be a single human being alive on the surface of this earth, but that the azab of Allah would have wiped out the entire humanity. But when it comes to dealing with his banda, when it comes to dealing with his slaves, Allah has taken it upon himself. Allah could have said, كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ الْغَضَبِ, that Allah has ordained upon himself anger or dealing or justice. But Allah has taken upon himself, كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ, that when it comes to dealing with my slaves, I will deal with rahmat and mercy. إِنَّ رَبَّكُمْ لَغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Verse, place upon place in the Quran, Allah speaks of his maghfirat, Allah speaks of his mercy. This occasion of Jumu'ah, clear indication. Every week we get an opportunity. Meaning of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, al-jumu'atu ila al-jumu'ah. He said, one jumu'ah till the next jumu'ah and 3 days beyond that. If the etiquette of this occasion is observed, then for the next 10 days all the sins are wiped away. However, what is dangerous and what is a source of concern is that generally a mindset tends to develop that Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim, Allah is very, very merciful. So many places in Quran and Hadith, Allah speaks of His mercy. Many of us tend to develop this mindset that now the mercy of Allah, or Allah's desire or willingness to forgive, will constitute a license for us to disobey Allah. This period of the year which we are passing through now, the month of Rajab is almost over. From the very onset of this period, Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would make the dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. Allah grant us barakat and blessings in the month of Rajab and Shaban. And let us remain alive to experience the month of Ramadan. Sayyidu Shuhur, the master of all months. A month wherein Allah locks the doors of Jahannam, opens the doors of Jannat. But the point we are trying to make, my respected brothers, is that if we look at these occasions, whether it is Jumu'ah, whether it is when we remember the Mi'raj, or whether it is Shab-e-Barat, or whether it is Ramadan, the first few nights, whether it is Shab-e-Qadr, the masjid gets full. There is a jazbah and a zeal to obey Allah. But what happens the rest of the time? One person came to Bishr Hafi rahimahullah. And they said to him, Inna qawman yata'abbaduna wa yajtahiduna fi Ramadan. That they are a group of people who exert themselves in ibadat, in tilawat, in zikrullah, in mujahadat, whilst worshipping Allah during the month of Ramadan. Now what the normal expectation, what should have been the reaction to this? Somebody comes and tells you so and so is making so much ibadat. Expectation would have been, shabash, mashallah, very good. Allah give him barakat. But Bishr Hafi rahimullah was not an ordinary person. He's what we call in layman's term, Allah wala. And Allah wala, Allah opens the heart, gives them certain understanding. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, اتقوا فراسة المؤمن فإنه ينظر بنور الله. Fear the wisdom which Allah gives a true mu'min, because he looks with the noor of Allah. What was his reaction? He said, بِئْسَ الْقَوْمُ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْرِفُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا فِي رَمَضَانِ. He said, what a terrible people they are, who only worship Allah or recognize Allah in Ramadan. إِنَّ الصَّالِحَ الَّذِي يَتَعَبَّدْ فِي السَّنَةِ كُلِّهَا. The true slave of Allah, the true ashik of Allah, the one in whose heart is burning the fire of Allah's ishq and marifat and love. He doesn't need Ramadan. He doesn't need Shab-e-Qadr. He doesn't need Shab-e-Barat. He doesn't need occasions. But all the time, he is striving to please Allah. This is the sign of being the true slave of Allah. We have reduced our ibadat, our service of Allah, we have made it ritualistic. So that on occasions we are spurted towards the obedience of Allah, and the rest of the time we are doing what we want to do. Very often I give this example, Jummah Salah Masjid is full, people are walking out, tap someone on the shoulder, bye. Next week Jummah Salah, are you coming? He will say, how can you insult me by even asking me such a question? Of course I'll be here for Jummah. Then in a lower voice, ask the same person, by Asr Salah, are you coming? He'll say, make dua. Allah give me tawfiq. As if only Jummah Salah is farz. This month of Rajab, few nights ago you would have heard all our masjids resounding with a reminder of that great miracle, that great mu'ajiza which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed our beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with, which clearly distinguished him from the galaxy of Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, and in fact established clearly the living proof of that statement which was exclusive to him. No other Nabi was given that honor, wherein he said, Ana Nabiyul Anbiya, I am the Nabi of even the Anbiya. On Mi'raj, he was the Imam, the galaxy of Anbiya were in Saf, in Salah behind him. The point, my respected brothers, is what is the sabak? What is the lesson? Through Mi'raj, what does Allah want us to learn? What does Allah want us to bring in our lives? We speak about the Mi'raj. Mi'raj night, masjid gets full. Emails going around on this auspicious night, forgive me, make dua for me, etc., etc., etc. But the ruh, the jan, the essence, what the mi'raj stood for, what the haqqaiq was, what the reality of it was, that even the concern is not there amongst us. On the one hand, dastan, legacy of qurbani and sacrifice, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given for his ummah. Occasion of Jummah is too brief to go into detail, aur mujhe waqia sunana bhi nahi. It's not even my intention to mention the whole incident. We've heard it before. And alhamdulillah, nowadays there's English kitabs also where we can read. But what is the sabak behind the waqia? On the one hand, Abu Talib, that pillar of support, so many years he had more love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam than his own children. He put his life forward. When they came to him, they said, "We are no longer going to accept your protection of your nephew. Tell him to stop what he is doing. I'm going off the topic slightly, but my respected brothers, what was the objection to? The objection was not to the ibadat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Before Nubuwat in the cave of Hira, for days upon end he would worship Allah. To such an extent that sometimes his food would run out. Khadija al-Kubra radiallahu anha would carry provisions so that he could carry on worshipping Allah. At that time, the whole of Makkah loved him. Al-Amin, As-Sadiq, they would call him the truthful one, the trustworthy one. Now the same person is so hated that they want to, na'uzubillah, kill him. What was their objection to? It was not his ibadat, it was his dawat. This ummah was given a johar, a jewel, that of the dawat of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and Allah kept the mantle of ismat and protection linked directly to this. يا أيها الرسول بلغ ما أنزل إليك من ربك وإن لم تفعل فما بلغت رسالته والله يعصمك من الناس. As long as this ummah will be doing tabligh, Allah says we will protect you. The technology of the forces of batil of this world, Allah says I will give you the mantle of ismat and protection. Fulfill the haq of tabligh. Such a johar. He told the Quraysh of Makkah, كَلِمَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ تُدِينُ بِهَا الْعَرَبُ وَتُعْتِي لَكُمُ الْعَجَمُ الْجِزْيَةُ. I have come with that da'wat, with that effort of kalima, that if you accept it, if you bring it in your lives, the whole Arab world will be subjugated to you, and the non-Arab world will pay you taxes. You will become the master of the entire world on this da'wat. That which we have reduced to something, one jama'at does it, or do it when we feel like, don't do it when we feel like. Abu Talib says to him, stop what you are doing, what is the reaction? He looks at his uncle and he says, مَا أَنَا بِأَقْدَرْ مِنْ أَنْ أَدَعْ مَا بُعِثْتُ بِهِ مِنْ أَنْ يُشْهِلَ أَحَدُكُمْ مِنْ هَذِهِ شَمْسِ شُعْلَةَ النَّارِ. He says, Oh my uncle, take a flame from the sun and put it in my hand. Let that burn my hand. That will be easier for me to do than to give up this da'wah towards my ummah. Today we haven't even identified with it. What is the reaction of Abu Talib? He says, فَاسْدَعْ بِأَمْرِكَ لَمْ تُصِبْكَ صَبَابَةٌ وَلَقَدْ صَدَقْتَ وَكُنْتَ قَبْلُ أَمِينًا وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُ بِأَنَّ دِينَ مُحَمَّدْ مِنْ خَيْرِ أَدْيَانِ الْبَرِيَّةِ دِينًا لَوْلَا الْمَلَامَةُ وَحَذَارَ مَسَبَّةٍ لَوَجَدْتَنِي سَمِحًا بِذَاكَ مُبِينًا. He says, oh my nephew, continue with what you are doing. Abu Talib without iman, what is he saying? As long as you will do this da'wat, no harm will come to you. Allah will protect you. Why? You are truthful. You have always been truthful. And then what does Abu Talib say? If you want to know the value of iman, the statement itself is sufficient. He says, I know that the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best of every religion. If it were not for the fear of the taunting of Quraysh, that in old age, out of the fear of death, I accepted your religion, I would have openly recited your kalima. And Abu Talib leaves the world with the words, Ala Dini Abdul Muttalib, on his lips, deprived of iman. What is the result? إن أهون أهل النار عذابا لرجل يوضع في أخمص قدميه جمرتان يغلي منهما دماغه. That individual, لقمة لقمة, morsel by morsel with his own hand, he put in the mouth of Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He saw that the Habib of Allah ate before his own children. That individual who sacrificed everything for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he didn't have this johar of iman, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, there will be a person in Jahannam, two coals of fire will be put underneath his feet, the intensity of the heat will be such, his brains will start boiling. مَا يَرَى أَنَّ أَحَدًا أَشَدَّ مِنْهُ عَذَابًا وَإِنَّهُ لَأَهْوَنُهُمْ عَذَابًا. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this person will think to himself, no one in the entire Jahannam is suffering like me. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the haqiqat and reality is that this is the lightest azab of Jahannam. This is the lightest azab of Jahannam, and will be given to Abu Talib, whose azab will be lessened, but he will have to remain in Jahannam forever and ever. We want to know the value of iman. Last week I heard one lecture, one of our ulama was mentioning the incident. He says in America there was a new Muslim, what we call revert. He had his kurta very high, halfway between his knee and his ankle. So one scholar saw this. He called him and he said, by the prohibition in hadith, ma asfal al-dhaqn فَهُوَ فِي النَّارِ, that section of your clothing which is underneath your ankles will be in Jahannam. So lower your clothing a little bit, just to above the ankle, slightly above the ankle, so that people don't mock at you. What was the reaction of this revert? He says to that scholar, on the one, two sentences, one sentence, what did he say? He says, you want me to leave the sunnah of my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for these fools out of fear of their mockery. And the second thing which is more applicable, listen to what he said. He said, you are a Muslim by chance, I am a Muslim by choice. You were born with the kalima on your lips. Allah favored you, that is why you don't value that iman. I am a Muslim by choice. That is why I understand the qeemat of one sunnat of my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is mi'raj? Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi. Glory be to that Allah who took at night. Allah does not say bi rasulihi, bi nabiyihi, bi habibihi. Allah says we took at night bi'abdihi. Quran ke ek ek loves ke andar. In one letter of the Quran there is haqiqat and reality and meaning. Allah could have said his Rasul, his Nabi, his Habib. In fact, Allah is mentioning such a great miracle. And Allah says, I took my slave, I took my ghulam, I took my banda. What is the sabak? Agar balandi chahte hai, agar uruj chahte hai, if you want ascension, if you want kone kone is kainat ki, the whole world, this whole universe to be shrunk for you. If you want that maqam and that martaba and that status, to ghulam Muhammad ban jao. Become the slave of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah ke hukam, Nabi ke tareeke ke andar, in the order of Allah, in one sunnat of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is balandi. You want uruj and miraj, you will find it in coming onto the mold of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. لو استفتحوني كل باب وجاؤوني من كل طريق لا أفتح عليهم إلا يدخلوا وراءك يا حبيبي يا محمدا. We find it difficult for our face to appear like his face. We find it difficult for our clothing to be on sunnah. We find it difficult for us to portray wherever we are, that at least outwardly if someone looks at us, they can see this is a Muhammadi. We find that difficult, but listen to what Allah says, tell them, oh my beloved Habib, if they come on every road, they knock on every door, I will never grant them entrance into my court, except that they do not come upon your road, oh my beloved, oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Asra bi abdihi, balandi chahte hai, to ghulam-e Muhammad ban jao. You want uruj and ascension, become the slave of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let his day become your day, let his night become your night. What was this mi'raj? We like to hear scientific facts. What is this distance? What is this distance? What uruj Allah took him upon? It is said the sun is 325,500 times the size of the earth. The sun is just one star. It is not even compact. It is a collection of gases. Every second, 614 billion tons of helium gas is converted into 612 billion tons of hydrogen gas. This chemical reaction causes energy to be given off, equivalent to 500 million atom bombs exploding at one time. Sun is one star. This galaxy which we are living in, 100 million stars, many of them a million times the size of the sun. This galaxy is in fact a conjunction. The Milky Way is a conjunction of 17 galaxies, what we call a super galaxy. It is so vast that from one point to the end of it, to travel at the speed of 186,282 miles per second, it will take you 2 billion years just to finish this galaxy. There are 500 million other such galaxies. In 1980, NASA published a report in a magazine called The Plain Truth. They said what we can see of the universe constitutes only 3%. That is visible. 97% is the black hole. We can't even see that. They say in the 3% that we can see, there are so many stars that if 1 second was taken to name each star, it will take 300 trillion years just to name the stars. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah's riwayat, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked his sahaba, "Hal tadrun kam bayna as-sama'i wal ard?" Oh my sahaba, tell me, do you know the distance between the earth and the heavens? They said, "Allahu wa Rasuluhu a'lam." Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know best. He said, "Bainahuma masiratu khamsimiyati sana." From the earth to the first heaven is a distance of 500 years, not our years. Wa inna yawman 'inda rabbik ka alf sanatin mimma ta'udun. One day by your Rabb is 1,000 years of this life. 500 such years. Wa min kulli sama'in ila sama' masiratu 500 sana. First to the second, second to the third, third to the fourth, fourth to the fifth, fifth to the sixth, sixth to the seventh. Each heaven distance of 500 years. فوق السماء السابعة بحر بين أسفله وعلاه مسيرة 500 سنة. Above the seventh heaven is a sea, from the top to the bottom of that sea another 500 years. ثم فوق ذلك ثمانية أعال. Then above that are 8 angels. ويحمل عرش ربك فوقهم يومئذ ثمانية. Quran says 8 angels are holding aloft the arsh of Allah. They are in the shape of mountain goats, not like our goats and sheep. بين ركبهن وأظلافهن مسيرة 500 سنة. From the knee to the ankle of each of these angels is a distance of 500 years. Muslim Sharif riwayat, أذن لي أن أحدث عن ملك من ملائكة الله عز وجل من حملة العرش أنما بين شحمة أذنه إلى عاتقه مسيرة 700 سنة. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah gave me permission to tell you of one angel holding aloft the arsh of Allah. From the earlobe to the neck of a normal person is 5 centimeters. Of this angel is a distance of 700 years. Thumma ala dhuhurihimul arsh, on their backs is the arsh of Allah. Can anyone imagine this vastness? The majesty of Allah's creation. And Allah takes His Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam physically, bodily, through this entire space. He reaches the Sidratul Muntaha, that point beyond which even Jibreel cannot go. He goes beyond that point. Qazi Shifa, Qazi Ayaz rahimahullah, mentions in his Shifa the riwayat, فارقني جبريل. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu narrates in the explanation of the verse of the Quran, فَكَانَ قَابَ قَوْسَيْنِ أَوْ أَدْنَى. Ibn Abbas says that Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فارقني جبريل. Jibreel left me. I went even further. There was no one. One qata'atil aswat. There was total, complete silence. I had reached that point no creation of Allah had ever reached. All of a sudden, فَسَمِعْتُ كَلَامَ رَبِّي. I heard the voice of my Allah. I heard the voice of my Allah. لِيَهْدَ رَوْعُكْ. Do not be afraid. Ya Muhammad, udnu, udnu. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, go even further, go even further. Habib and Mahbub, a conversation takes place. Ya Rabbi, innaka ittakhadhta Ibrahima khalila, wa ataytahu mulkan azima, wa kallamta li Musa taklima, wa ataytah Dawood mulkan azima, wa alanta lahu al-hadid, wa ataytah Sulaiman mulkan la yanbaghi li ahadin min ba'di, wa sakharta lahu al-riha, wa al-shayateen, wa al-jinn, wa al-ins. وَأَحْيَيْتَ لِعِيسَ الْمَوْتَى. Oh my Allah, you made Ibrahim your Khalil. You gave Dawood such power, you softened lead for him, alayhi salam. You subjugated the jinn and the shayateen for Sulaiman, alayhi salam. You brought the dead to life for Isa, alayhi salam. You spoke directly to Musa, alayhi salam. فَمَاذَا جَعَلْتَ لِي. Oh my Allah, what did you give me? Allah responds, أَوَلَيْسَ قَدْ آتَيْتُكَ أَفْضَلَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ كُلِّهِ. Have I not given you better than all this? أَمَّا أَنْتَ فَحَبِيبُ اللَّهِ. You are the beloved of Allah. You are حَبِيبُ اللَّهِ. وَاللَّا ذُكِرْتْ إِلَّا ذُكِرْتَ مَعِي. And from now till Qiyamah, my name will not be taken except that your name will be taken with my name. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, never to be separated. Look at the cognizance which Quran gives to this. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, aminu billahi wa rasulihi, kafaru billahi wa rasulihi, wa man yuti'illaha wa rasul, wa man ya'asillaha wa rasul, wa man yushaqiqillaha wa rasul, wa man yuhadidillaha wa rasul, fa'adhanu biharbin minallahi wa rasulihi, adhanun minallahi wa rasulihi, bara'atun minallahi wa rasulihi. Allah is Rasul, Allah is Rasul, Allah is Rasul. Even in Quran the names are not separated. That maqam and that status, Allah ne apne Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ko mehraj ke raat ke andar apne paas bulaya. Waqt ke lagam ko bhi rok diya. Allah stopped time also. Called him there and gave him what? What was the hadiya of mehraj? What was the gift of mehraj? What did he come back with? Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah says, لِلْعَبَدِ بَيْنَ يَدَيِ اللَّهِ مَوْقِفَانِ. What did he bring back from Mi'raj? That pull, that wasta, that bridge, that medium. He says, for the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his life, there are two Mi'rajes. Every ummati. مَوْقِفٌ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ فِي صَلَاتِهِ. The first Mi'raj is when he will stand on the musalla in front of Allah in this world. Like the poet says, فَمَنْ قَامَ لِلتَّكْبِيرِ لَاقَتْهُ رَحْمَةٌ فَمَنْ قَامَ لِلتَّكْبِيرِ لَاقَتْهُ رَحْمَةٌ وَكَانَ كَعَبْدٍ بَابُ مَوْلَاهُ يَقْرَعُ وَصَارَ لِرَبِّ الْعَرْشِ حِينَ صَلَاتِهِ نَجِيًّا فَيَا تُوبَاهُ لَوْ كَانَ يَخْشَعُ. The poet says, when the slave of Allah stands on the musalla and says, Allahu Akbar, every boundary, every obstacle, every distance, this entire universe vanishes and he presents himself in the court of Allah. His example is like he is knocking on the door of Allah's arsh. وَصَارَ لِرَبِّ وَصَارَ لِرَبِّ الْعَرْشِ حِينَ صَلَاتِهِ نَجِيًّا. When he speaks, he is in direct munajat, communion with Allah. فَيَاتُوبَاهُ مُبَارَكْ بَادِي. To him, if only he would have khushu in that salah. If only he would have khushu in that salah. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Allah says, you are successful if you had khushu in your salah. Hassan Basri rahimahullah used to say, كُلُّ صَلَاتٍ لَا يَحْدُرُ فِيهَا الْقَلْبِ فَهِيَ إِلَى الْعُقُوبَةِ أَسْرَى. Every salah in which your heart is not present will take you closer to the azab of Allah. Sufyan Thawri rahimullah used to say, "Man lam yakhsha fasadat salatuhu." He will not have khushu, his salah is fasid. Imamul ulama Muaz bin Jabal radiyallahu anhu used to say, "Man arafa man ala yaminihi wa man ala shimalihi wa huwa fi salatihi mutaammidan fala salata lahu." He who knows who is on his right and his left whilst he is in salah, he's aware of what's going on around him. He says, "Fala salata lahu." This is not salah. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Yati ala nasi zamanun yusalluna wala yusallun." He said, "A time will come. A time will come. My ummah will be making salah, but it will not be salah." He said, "Yushiku an tadkhul al masjid al jami' fala yara rajulan khashya." He says, "You will enter a jami' masjid. Thousands of musalli. Not one person will be attentive in his salah." Such a salah this ummah was given. Daniel alayhi salam says, several thousand years before this ummah could come into existence, "Inna Allah ta'ala ata ummat Muhammad salah." Allah gave the ummat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam such a salah. "Lo sallaha qawm nuhin ma ghuriqu." If Nuh alayhi salam's ummah had this salah, they would never have drowned. "ولو صلاها قوم عاد ما أرسلت عليهم الريح العقيم ولو صلاها قوم ثمود ما أخذتهم الصيحة." If قوم عاد, if قوم ثمود had this salah, no azab of Allah would have come to them. This knocking on the doors, calling the ummah to the masjid, go in the path of Allah, make effort on your iman, develop the ta'alluq with Allah, make mashk in salah, fulfill the rights of others, acquire the knowledge of deen. What we say, knock on someone else's door. This one group must do, I don't have to do it. Ummat is in parashani, look for complex solutions. Bhai, it is not a complex solution. Sab kuch kalima namaz ke andar hai. The solution to every problem is in this kalima namaz. Come back to the masjid, come back to Allah. To complete that riwayat of Ibn al-Qayyim, he says, every mu'min will have two miraj, one on the musalla in this world, and the other in Allah's court. The other is Allah's court. Man qama bihaqqil mawqifil awwal, fulfill the haqq of this first standing. The second standing will be made easy for you. If the haqq of this one is not fulfilled, the second one will be made more difficult and more difficult for you. My respected brothers, we've run out of time. Pehle he said, from the beginning I already said, mujhe waqia sunana nahi hai. Ye maqsad hi nahi, waqia kahi par lena. It's not my object to go into the incident. Sabak kya hai? What did he come back with? What hadiya did he bring? Few nights ago, when the masjids were full, the next fajr after that. The next fajr after that, what was the condition of the masjid? What have we understood of Mi'raj? Shab-e-Barat is coming. Ramadan is coming. How long are we going to continue our dushmani with Allah? How long are we going to please ourselves and say Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim and keep making dushmani with Allah? So that his caller, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, azan is falling on deaf ears. If we learn nothing else from Mi'raj, at least accept the hadiyah that was given to our Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Mi'raj. And at least make this niyat that from now till I die, 5 times salah with jamaat I will make. Not one salah will become qaza. Then come as come, little bit at least, we have understood something of the Mi'raj. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq wa afiyah.
Syntex CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.